Welcome back to the Roundtable. Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations and our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This week, we focus on violence against people with disabilities. People with disabilities are abused at alarming rates. In 2012, for example, 1.3 million violent crimes, including rape and physical assault, occurred against people with disabilities, and that number has been steadily increasing since 2008, making people with disabilities one of the most harmed groups in the United States. In 2014, three agencies in Rensselaer County joined forces to develop a system of care that addresses the unique circumstances of survivors of domestic violence and/or sexual assault who have disabilities. Unity House of Troy, the lead agency in the coalition, has worked for the last 4 years with Samaritan Hospital's Office of Sexual Assault and Crime Victims Assistance, part of St. Peter's Healthcare Partners, and the Independent Living Center of the Hudson Valley to educate providers on creating services that are disability appropriate. Joining us this morning to tell us all about this, we welcome Dave Warren. He's Director of Community Resources and Organizational Development at Unity House. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Lindsay Cruzen Muse is Director of the Sexual Assault and Crime Victims Assistance Program with Samaritan Hospital and St. Peter's Health Partners. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Wonderful to have you. And Barbara DeVore, we welcome back to the program, Director of Development at the Independent Living Center of the Hudson Valley. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here. Dave, let us begin with you of really how all of this started and how you became sort of the umbrella for it all.
Sure. So our agencies have worked together for a long time, but in a more informal kind of way. And, you know, based on the statistics that you had discussed earlier and the needs to enhance services for people experiencing violence, whether it be domestic violence, intimate partner violence, sexual violence, at the intersection of disability, we really wanted to come together in a more formal way, and we received federal funding to do that, to really enhance the services that we can offer to this population. And we've been working on this project for going on 4 years now.
So I want to work my way through all of the groups, but as far as Unity House, your part of the puzzle here is what?
Sure. So Unity House is Rensselaer County's licensed domestic violence service provider and has a 33-bed confidential shelter in the community.
And Lindsay, as I mentioned, you are director of the Sexual Assault and Crime Victims Assistance Program with Samaritan Hospital and St. Peter's Health Partners. So what is your piece in this?
Sure. So we are the rape crisis program that serves the county of Rensselaer County. And so we work very closely with Unity House as the domestic violence provider. So in addition to serving individuals who are victims of all different forms of crime, we do have a specialty area in serving survivors of sexual assault.
And Barbara, for the Independent Living Center, their part?
We're a disability organization. We have two sort of paths that we take. We provide direct services to people with disabilities to assist them in becoming more independent within their own communities. And we're also advocates for systems changes. We look at the barriers there are to independence and people with disabilities living quality life, and we try and address those barriers.
So what's going on out there? What are the concerns?
People with disabilities are especially vulnerable to assault by nature of, for example, a physical impairment, things that people take for granted. For example, if a woman is living in her home and she is being abused, she may decide to go to a shelter. If the person is a wheelchair user, the shelter may not be accessible. There may not be transportation for her to get to a shelter. The person who is the abuser may be her caregiver. So there's these additional vulnerabilities. So we're trying to address those.
And we gave some national statistics. What do we see in this region? Do you know? I mean, it's still an issue, obviously.
It's an issue. We don't know the extent of the problem. We do know when we meet with groups of people with disabilities that many of them report having been abused. But in terms of statistics, it's extremely underreported and it's really not talked about. And we feel as though part of this collaboration is going to be our ability to educate people with disabilities that they have a right to not live in an environment where there is violence.
I want Lindsay and Dave to weigh in on this too. Lindsay, why do you think it is so underreported? Because we could say that about a lot of domestic crime, right, and violence.
Absolutely. So domestic violence, sexual assault, those are two of the most underreported crimes. And really, we believe that one of the reasons is because of the fear. And most often, the perpetrator of that violence is someone known to that victim or survivor. And so not only is there a fear about reporting and what will happen, but in lots of cases, they're actually kind of, turning in or turning their back on the person who's abusing them, who is a family member or a close friend or maybe their spouse or partner. So there's a lot of barriers just to reporting.
I would just, I agree completely with Lindsay, and I would just say, people with disabilities who are experiencing domestic violence or sexual assault, they experience another layer of that fear. As Barbara was saying, somebody's abuser could be their caregiver or somebody who provides them with things that they need in their lives. And that could just be another layer of fear that they experience for not coming forward or wanting to leave the situation.
So step one I want to get into the partnership and what you all do together. So is it that you each take your piece of it, or how do you work together to talk about some of the things that we just addressed?
Sure. So part of our process was creating a community strategic plan that addressed a number of different areas, some of which were working with our staffs to increase their abilities to work effectively with people with disabilities at the intersection of sexual assault and domestic violence. And we, through that process, we came up with our strategic plan on how we wanted to move the collaboration forward and different initiatives that we felt were important for our community and for the population that we were trying to serve.
Lindsay?
And so another piece that we've really looked at is our capacity as organizations to serve individuals who have disabilities. So, for instance, are our buildings accessible? Can they actually access services in our buildings? Are our staff properly trained so that when someone does call our hotlines or reach out for services, are we able to actually provide that information to the caller? Do we need language access services of some kind? Do we need our materials printed in Braille? So there are a lot of different factors that we've been looking at in a very strategic way over the past 3.5 years as organizations whose primary focus has not been on working individually with people with disabilities. And so I know that each organization has kind of taken on their own role in looking at their own internal capacity.
Barbara?
And certainly ours, we're a disability organization. Our staff have disabilities, as do our consumers. So accessibility is less of an issue for us, although it's always it always should be a priority. But the issue around cross-training is the most critical for us. We have been working on training staff to ask the appropriate questions, not wait until someone just decides to disclose, but having some key questions to ask so that people might disclose situations, and then solidifying our relationship so if someone does disclose, we know what to do about that, that we have people in the two other agencies that we can call and they can either come over or we could go over with a consumer so they can address their violence.
For the trauma of that incident, I mean, that obviously has a lifetime impact and can be quite severe. So you're all in this for the long haul, really.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, you have to be, right?
Absolutely.
And for some people, many people with disabilities have experienced trauma earlier in their lives. A lot of the folks who were born with disabilities have been through systems that have not always been consumer friendly to them. So, and sometimes there's triggers that go on. So we are definitely in it for the long haul.
When you look at what impact, as I mentioned at the beginning in our introduction of 2014, what do you believe you have accomplished as a group of organizations addressing this issue?
Sure. So I think we've developed an organizational strength as our three agencies coming together and really formalizing our collaborations and building partnership amongst each other and really being able to pick up that phone and say, you know, how can we work together on this case, or how can we resolve this policy in a positive way for one of our consumers, and really having a sounding board, I think, with other providers in our community, and really becoming strong in that background and in that work.
And we've all worked together in various ways for a number of years, as Dave referenced before, but to really spend the time getting to know one another, getting to know each other's kind of group of colleagues, and being able to offer those cross trainings has also been a really critical piece, I think, and one that I know moving forward we're going to continue to do regardless of if this federal grant continues or not. And that's one of the beautiful things about this partnership, is that we've spent this time the past 3.5 years. And so regardless of funding, this will continue, you know, for many years to come, even if the funding piece doesn't stay.
Well, let me ask about that elephant in the room. So what about funding?
Well, so I know I can speak to my program, and we have a variety of different funding sources, some of which are federal, some of which are state. We're in a very strong position at the present time, but we're always advocating to ensure that all of our services are available at no cost to everyone who needs assistance and support.
How are you doing?
Yeah, we're in a strong position as well. And, you know, just making sure that we can provide all of the services that are necessary in our community and ensure that victims of domestic violence are receiving the most safety and can achieve the most safety possible in their lives.
And we're totally committed to continuing this relationship, regardless of the presence of or lack of funding. This collaboration has allowed us to sort of uncover an area that's affecting people with disabilities that we've actually not dealt with before, and it seems very critical to people's continued quality of life.
Well, it is a very important program, and you can find out more information. We're going to post all of the links with this interview on our website, so that's the easiest way to find out more information, wamc.org/roundtable. Dave Warren, Director of Community Resources and Organizational Development at Unity House. Lindsay Crescent-Muse, Director of the Sexual Assault and Crime Victims Assistance Program with Samaritan Hospital and St. Peter's Health Partners, and Barbara DeVore, Director of Development at the Independent Living Center of the Hudson Valley. Thank you all for being with us, and thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress.